Unit 16. The phone system. 20 years ago, even in big cities, it was a rare Chinese family that had a telephone. Most people relied on public payphones. Today, practically every adult in China's urban centers owns a cell phone, not to mention a beeper. In fact, with 120 million cell phone users, China is the largest market for cell phones in the world. Payphones can be found on almost every street corner. Most of them accept cards only. Coin-operated phones are rare. Paradoxically, because China's phone system was until recently so inadequate, even non-existent in rural areas, the country has been able to leapfrog the old analog technology and employ the latest digital technology that Western telecommunications companies have to offer. Today, Motorola, Ericsson, Nokia, and Bell Alcatel all have joint ventures in China. Banks. The big four of China's state-owned banks are Bank of China, Agricultural Bank of China, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, ICBC, and Construction Bank of China. In addition, many provinces and municipalities have established their own banks, and over the last decade, major international banks have opened branches in China as well. Until recently, foreign banks were required to limit their business solely to foreign currency transactions. However, with China's formal acceptance into the World Trade Organization, foreign banks will increasingly be allowed to conduct business in the local currency,
renminbi,
thus creating competition for the more inefficient state-owned banks. Nevertheless, Chinese banks have made great strides on the technological front. Computers have replaced abacuses, and ATMs are cropping up everywhere in big cities. A few years ago, Chinese ATMs accepted only local cards. Today, foreign tourists can access their accounts from almost any ATM in China.